In 1949, I was working with the Navy balloon project and made a number of pilot balloon wind measurements. We launched a balloon one Sunday morning here in New Mexico in the company of some Navy enlisted men. One of the Navy enlisted men had never seen this before and was using the theodolite to follow the balloon. And after a little while, I looked up to see how he was doing, and I saw an object that I thought was a balloon that was moving into the east quite rapidly, and I urged that he get back on the balloon, and he assured me he had the balloon. So I immediately took the theodolite, looked for it, and he did have the balloon. I was very interested in what this other object was, so I abandoned the balloon and began tracking it. It was moving very rapidly, about 5 degrees or so per second, across the sky, went all the way from the southwest down into the northeast, and then it increased in elevation angle and got small in a hurry. It did all this in about 65 seconds. We were quite puzzled about this, so we made another sounding. I released another balloon and followed it this time to 90,000 feet. And this balloon went into the south. It had a north wind at all altitudes from the surface up to 90,000 feet. Yet this object that I had thought initially was a balloon moved against the wind. So I knew this wasn't a balloon. It wasn't a bird, and it wasn't Venus. I went over and called the White Sands Missile Range blockhouse to find out if they had launched something, and I got some message back to the fact that, are you guys nuts? This is Sunday.